Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Oscar Zamora. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Oscar Zamora. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jerry White. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Dunning. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Dunning covering, for the out. One out. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Morales moves to third. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sparing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Trillo scores. It's 4-2, Expos. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparing moves to second. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelleher strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Zamora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zamora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunning bunts towards the mound. Zamora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dunning moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday bunts towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Unser moves to third. It's 5-2, Expos. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dunning takes first base on ball four. Thornton moves to second. Mike Garman now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Unser scores. Thornton moves to third. Dunning moves to second. It's 6-2, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Morales reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garman strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Unser steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dunning bunts towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sparing strikes out. 1 out. Steve Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley throws to second for 1, and Garrett throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Swisher moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Expos. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Unser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Mike Garman. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munday is 0 for 3 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.